The picture, it is said, is the thing. As we go to the table of the Lord tonight, I would bring to mind the words of Jesus as he participated with his disciples in that evening, which is called the Last Supper. There is sufficient descriptions in all of Scripture of these men with whom Jesus took the bread and the wine, and they all, like you and me, were, and we are, sinners. The instruction of Christ as they partook was that in partaking of the elements, and that's what they were, that they were to do it, and Paul tells us when we do it, that is, come to this table of the Lord, we are to do it in remembrance of him. And it says, and he took the bread and broke it and said, this is my body, which is given for you. In the fifth chapter of John, Jesus tells us, stay with me, that in his day, and it's as true now as it was then, it says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. I want to go back this morning to Isaiah 53, where it says that he took upon himself all our sicknesses and infirmities, and it concludes with the declaration that with his stripes we are healed. I want to go back even further into the scriptures. To the 15th chapter of Exodus, King James translates the last portion of that verse, the 26th verse, "For I am the Lord that healeth thee." Now, the Hebrew is Jehovah Rapha. God had been known, as we have taught often, by many names, but he said to Moses, "By my name Jehovah shall I be known." And this word has to do with self-existence, has to do with the desire to pour out, to flow. And we have, you know, a whole denomination, you know, called Jehovah's Witnesses. And but as we go through scriptures, we find the Jehovah name connected with different activities. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. This is the first time that there is an activity expressed with this name, Jehovah, and it is Jehovah Rapha. You say, "Don, there's a lot of words. Where's the picture?" I'm coming to it. "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." The first time that this verse is ever translated, or this expression is ever translated into the scriptures, it's done by William Tyndale, the father of our English language. Without Tyndale, we would not have the organization of English that we have. He was a master linguist. He understood, as is evident, that the Hebrew was a picture language. We think not in words but in pictures. God, our Creator, knows how we operate. And it's the only place I can find there. My capabilities are limited, but when Tyndale translates this verse, he translates, and it's the only place I can find this translation, he translates it, "For I am the Lord thy surgeon." Look at that picture. And understand what Jesus said. "They are they which speak of me." They say a picture is worth a thousand words. When we remember loved ones, we hopefully have pictures of them. And when we look at those pictures, the memory is excited about the person beyond the picture. I have every confidence Tyndale got it right. There is one that said, you know, there is only one translation of the scriptures into English, and that was done by Tyndale. Everything else is a revision. At this table, when we are remembering Jesus, let this picture come into our minds. For I am the Lord, thy surgeon. A surgeon operates on individuals, one person at a time. And he does it successfully. The picture of Jesus, our surgeon, is elicited looking through this emblem of bread. Which we take with the promise of God, that is, in faith, which we take acting on the promise, which is faith, we take this bread, looking unto Jesus, our surgeon. And with the mouth testify that by his stripes we are healed. If you got that picture, take it in an amen state of mind. And the best definition I can find for the word amen is not so be it, as though It's almost a wish or a hope. Amen, the word means no doubt. And in the amen state, without doubt as to God's declaration, we take this bread in Jesus. Amen. I want to take us to another passage out of the Pentateuch, out of that which the Jews call Torah. And it's the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. The seventh verse reads, God is speaking to Cain. Cain is about to commit premeditated murder. We're talking about here the time, place, and directions for gaining access to God after Adam and Eve had been removed from the Garden of Eden. Today is not all that's contained in these first several verses of chapter 4. I want to give a picture. Sixth verse says, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door." That's King James. There is that picture of, you know, like a lion crouching at the door. But in the Hebrew, there is an alternative, because the Hebrew can be and oftentimes is ambiguous. Because the same Hebrew word is translated not only sin, but sin offering. And the picture in the Hebrew to the response, "If thou doest not well," is one of a shepherd with outstretched arms, and in whose arms is a slain lamb, and the picture is for each and every one of us, sinners, if thou doest not well. And the shepherd is bending down and laying the slain lamb at the sinner's door. And it says, if thou doest not well, then there is a sin offering at your door. Christians put not their hope in their performance, but have come to understand the performance of God and what He has done for us in Christ Jesus and by Christ Jesus. The context of this picture of a sin offering as an acceptable alternative translation can be found when John the Baptist is at the Jordan baptizing and his first cousin Jesus is coming towards him, and John stops and he looks at Jesus and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God." And we have to go all the way to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, from the first Genesis to Revelation, and we find this description of Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God, we understand, should understand at this table, has worked it out. And it's in Christ Jesus that He reveals Himself. And Jesus said, that when we come to this table, we are to do it in remembrance of Him. And in this picture of Christ, as we look through this cup unto Him, we look at what he did. As Romans says, while we were yet sinners, Christ, our sin offering, died for us. I would give you one more picture. We used the word earlier in, or, you know, the Jews, or in Hebrew, they call these first five books of Moses Torah. Not only is the Hebrew picture language, but at one time in its history, not only was it a picture language, but its alphabet were pictures. And in the ancient Hebrew, the word Torah, spelt Tav, it's a symbol of a cross. It's a mark of the covenant. Vav, it's a nail. It binds things. Resh, it's a picture, the letter is a picture of a man. Hey, it's like, behold, look at this. Put them together. Tav, Vav, Resh, Hey. In the ancient Hebrew picture alphabet, the word Torah means what comes from the man nailed to the cross. They are they which speak of me. And from cover to cover, God is revealing to us what he in Christ Jesus has done for those he has chosen. Not only is Christ our surgeon, but he is that acceptable sin offering that God provided that we might be reconciled unto God. Romans 5 says, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. As we take this cup, we look, remembering Jesus, that picture of what God has made available to us, and by faith we Grab hold of that promise and make it ours. And we lift this cup with thanksgiving, thanking God for His grace, for His unmerited favor. And we take the cup in Jesus. Amen. I hope that this communion has, by the words of the teacher and by the grace of God, His Spirit in you, has renewed and strengthened your faith in Christ and in God our Father. Now, if it has, you have the opportunity on this website to respond to this teaching. And this teacher would like to hear your response. You only need to click the comment button. And I will receive it. That's the God School for this morning.